720 days. Okay. Hayatzarech lemakam ba'ayisah. Someone has to use the bathroom. He shouldn't daven. He misfiled tefilas otoeva. And if he does daven, it's tefilas otoeva. But tzarech lachzor lispalo. He has to... We did this?
Yeah, we're
on. Finished up to Tzadik Gimel? Yeah, sorry, you're right. Tzadik Gimel. Right, confused. At night we're...
Yeah,
Tzadik Gimel. Yeah, you're right. I confused it, not from night. Okay, fine. Yisha Sha'achas Kodem Sheyakum Lispal. A person should wait when he gets up. He should wait and concentrate for an hour. Kadeshi Chavin Liber Lamakum. He should focus for an hour. V'Sha'achas Acher Tfila. And after Tfila, he should Mizvonein. Shotei Nivas Lakimosu. He should Remar Lotzei Svinena. Okay, it could be Anshe Maisa do that. Most people don't do that. I know that is the makor of Kach Shemati, of Chabad Davin's 10 in the morning, was that they used to be they would get up and mizbonim for 3 hours until they would daven. I think that was, I was told that was the makor. Al-Kulpanim, what they do say is that a person shouldn't just dash into daven, a person should stop for a second and focus his mind. They say it's one of the reasons why you do 3 steps back, 3 steps forward, to at least stop for a second, pause for a second, before you daven. Person shouldn't go, after watching some funny clip or I don't know, whatever, shouldn't go straight into davening. It's hard in the morning, there's something, it's kids, this, whatever, who knows what's going on in this house, his job, that evening. He has to try to margir himself. And let me talk simcha. What simcha? Simcha is something, a nice vart. Samach gula lagula sitzrayim, or samach lutila ladavi, shakasa butzoin, yav yase, shema Hashem is kol el, or her nizbonin in psukit de zimra, which is a simcha that Hashem is close to us. And only let me talk din, let me talk halacha. A person shouldn't go in if he just has some sort of diyun or some sort of halacha. He's not sure what the pshat is, and he's trying to figure it out. The person shouldn't be tarred with it. Let me talk halacha. He should say, okay, he should have something which is clear in his mind, not something he's still trying to work out. Behind Ugdami come out to simcha. That's also like toch simcha ki pikudi Hashem Yisham Yisam Chaylev, because even learning Torah also is misameach. Oisik with Tarech Tzibur, Oisik with Torah Dami. Also, the someone who's listening to Tarech Tzibur is like, Torah, Pirush, Inyan, Lama, B'toichel, Yispal. The question is, person is in Oisik and Stalker, I don't know, whatever, Tarech Tzibur, can he just go down? Shigamzu, Simcha, Oisik with Tarech Tzibur. Also, it gives him a certain sense of satisfaction. The Yishma Farsha, Hainu, Inyan, the Ainu Tarech, Lisik, the Yispal, some say when the Gemara says that it's like Oisik with Torah, is that he has a certain Rishos, not to daven with the tzibur if he can't. Fine. Tadi daven. Bekumer li spalo. When someone gets up to daven, stands up to daven. Im haya omi bechutzar, yachzir panim k'negel Eretz Yisrael. In your chutzar, you turn towards Eretz Yisrael. Whether you're in, if you're in the, in America, you face east. If you're in Bavel, you face west. Having gam Yerushalayim or lemikdash. The base kachim yakachim, and you should have kavana for Yerushalayim and lemikdash base kachim yakachim. You have to face east nagid or face whatever, and you have kavana. Your tefillos are going to Yerushalayim and the mikdash. Hayomim meretz Yisrael. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you have to put on kedushah Yerushalayim. You have to face Yerushalayim. Yichavin gam lemikdash. And he has to have kavana for the mikdash because you're in Eretz Yisrael already. Base kachim yakachim. If you're in Yerushalayim, you have to put on the mikdash. You have to face towards the mikdash. You have to come in the base of kotchei kotchim. If you're standing behind the kotchei kotchim, you have to put on the kaparis. If you're standing behind the kotchei kotchim, then you have to be sure that you have to face west to the correct place. Question is, Aruch Shulchan, just the poskim discuss, what about north and south? There is an Indian with north and south. It's unclear. Like the Rav Shulchan said, up in Lita, and it's, they're almost, due north of Eretz Yisrael, which way they face. The other minhag was to face east, I think, but there are those who set the shuls up more southeast. There's different minhagim in Europe. I don't know them, but chupanim. And Eretz Yisrael also the minhag. If you're north and south, it's to face towards Yerushalayim. Do you have to bechave? I know there's a discussion in Yerushalayim. Do you have to, set up a Beis Hamikdash up exactly directly towards the Beis Hamikdash, or some were makbid, some were whatever? So different hagim. In mispalim, the loch b'shar ruchos. If someone's diving to a different direction, yitzadim ponam taler to sell him who b'chutzaretz. So what does this mean? It doesn't mean the achronim, the nasakeh, they don't understand what he just said before. You have to face Eretz Yisrael. So what does this mean? So this means that it's a time in the case where the Gemara says Mishayi wrote to Lahachin Yardim or Lasher Yatspin, that if he's facing it for a certain reason, he's being nated to south or north for different cheshbonos, or if he's he's in a boat or on a riding somewhere driving, and he can't, or he doesn't, and he can't go ahead, and he can't face the correct way, then he tzadeh padam tzadeh Eretz Yisrael yehu b'chutzaretz, and he should at least turn his head towards Eretz Yisrael, or Yerushalayim yehu b'Eretz Yisrael, the mikdash yehu b'Yerushalayim. Naga, v'anu shemachzirim paneinu l'mizvach, that which we always face mizvach, and yishanu yoshim b'marav asher Eretz Yisrael, because we are we're west of Eretz Yisrael, and inside Penenu Eretz Yisrael, and that's what gets to Eretz Yisrael, even though this is in Krakow, or from the tour is in Spain, so it's a little easier. But funny, the Ramon is in Krakow also, he said you have to face east, and that's enough. You have to be sure that when you say Mizvah, you don't mean facing sunrise. Mamish, Gizel Derech Hamini, because kill your davening to the sun. You have to do east. East means due east. And we should wrote to the Kaim Amram, wrote to the Asher Yatsvi, Lach Min Yadvi, Gomalkum, you cited part of the Mizvach, and we say that this is what the Mechaber means also. Mishaino, Rachel, Lachavin, Haruchais, Yechavin, Libel, Avi, Vashemayim. Someone who doesn't know, like, lots of times you get into an airport, you don't know which way is east, west, you have no idea. Then you have Kavana, Lavi Shoshamayim. Now you can't have Kavana towards Eretz Yisrael, towards the Kochi Kochim, Kavana of Avinu Shoshamayim. Hayarechev al Chamor, Ein Tzarech Leir Lispal. If you're riding a donkey, or driving, Nagid, Ein Tzarech Leir Lispal, it could be driving is more complicated, it's hard to focus. Afil in Yesho, Misha Teifes Chamoro, even someone can, Teifes Chamoro, Elo Mispal Derech Hilucho. That's like you're riding in a car, and driving you have to think about, but riding in a car, you can just dive in the direction you're going if it's going to get any close to the Zman. You don't have to stop. Chenim Haya Besvino Al Gabe Karon, obviously it's better to stop, but if you can't. Haya Besvino Gabe Karon, and Yacho Lamod Al Oimid, if he can stand, he should stand. If he can't stand, it's too hard to stand. You're in an airplane, there's no place to stand except in the aisle, they're gonna come by and knock you, and start making a fuss, and I don't know, whatever. So, or it's very hard to stand, so I've been in some planes where it's very short, so I stand up, hit my head, I can't stand, it's very hard to stand. So therefore, you just sit down and daven. If he has to travel for whatever reason, he could daven while traveling. Feel show makom sakana. If it's to the point where he's going to go ahead, and if he stops, he's going to be nervous about being ma'acher and getting late, and it's going to get dark. Whatever the reason is, he won't be able to focus. So then, if you just put yourself in a situation where you cannot focus, if you stand up, then don't stand up or walk. But if some people can't. Some say, you should try to stand up for avos. Even on the plane, whatever, if you can stand up at least for avos, then you should.
And then sit down.
Yeah. I don't know what the thing is. We'll get about smicha, about if a person has to hold on, to go ahead and to stand. I don't know about that. If it happens, turbulence, suddenly the plane starts shaking.
It's the
tirda. Yeah, it's part of the tirda. You just sit down. Hayeshev v'svino ba'agala, someone who's in a boat or a wagon. Yachol amav b'makom kriyos. If you can stand up for kriyos, you should stand. Hayeshev korea ma'umer de posei shalosh psiyos. At least he could stand up and do kriya and also pasir shalosh pasiris and step back three. Hagav avol pishu yoshev v'chol tefila. Even if he's sitting the whole tefila, he could walk him yoshev l'amal yamo kedei l'kaima kriya sapsiris. If he could stand up to bow down and to step back, kedarka is best. If a person can't get out, so then he should at least back the animal up three psias. Now I don't know if you go ahead and push the gas three times in reverse, whether that works. Maybe it does. If for a reason you can't get out of the car, if you're stuck in traffic, maybe that would work. I don't know. Someone who's sick, even if he's lying on the side, if he can focus, then he should say lying down. He should at least follow. We call Malcolm Yehara Belibo. He should at least think about it. Shneamar Imel Levavchem Al Mishkavchem. That it's better than nothing. Misha Yelogoyim Mikan and Mikan. Misayu Shem Yosikhu Tfiloso Yosidu Mekhoi. If he's in a crowd of goyim or on a plane, I don't know, whatever it is. I have in this one they put goyim in. What is the? Let me see what the
Mishnah. Probably that's the original text. But you have
interesting. What is? Let me just see what this Shulchan Aruch says. Mishaylo Anasi Mikan Mikan. It's interesting. I sort of depends on the goyim. If the regular goyim doesn't make such a difference. You know, in the summer in New York, could be, you know, you're thinking about, I don't know. You always see the tree also, I've seen them, or they'll steal your stuff. Right? You can come if you spell it, then you can watch your stuff, like, for instance, you're in an airport, you can watch your, if you can't stand it, you can sit in your place and dive. And if you should, ain't that, you should have a salop. I love you should talk last with Shoshab Sears, but so if it's real, you should have a spell, because, again, because you're worried that the goyim are going to steal your things, or the anasim, whatever, so then you could sit and watch your stuff. Person shouldn't lean when he's davening. They say that the yismach is that the person has to stand be'ema, and if you're leaning over, it's like a bit at the top of be'ema. Question: how much? What's called smicha? A person is having a hard time hurt his leg, whatever. He can't have a hard time standing. Smicha. Obviously, a person can't stand, needs a cane. Okay, that's nothing you can do about that. But as long as you're stand leaning, question: how much do you have to? How much is leaning? They say that if you pull, say leaning on the stander. If you pull the stander away and he falls to the floor, that's already called leaning. Person has to machria. What you know? If he bends down a bit and pushes a little bit, and if they pull it away, his arm falls. I don't think that's called leaning. Mishruchak liyisfal miyushav shiyachol tzarich lachzer liyisfal meumanu. The Chaber Paskins that someone daven miyushav, then he should go back and daven again meumer when he has a chance. Ainu tzarich lahitziv badavar doesn't have to be moyes tzfilas nedavar. Aga, and my so the Chavanim said we don't paskin like this Chaber, and we don't not knowing like this Chaber. You don't have to go back. Once he said your yaitze, mi shabav derech who samuch lamalam, someone who's coming is close to the altar. In yachol la istalik min aderech b'makom shelo dastiku over idrach. But if he could stop on the side of the road. You know, find a place off the side of the road where people aren't going to see him and stop him or whatever. It's better not to go to a malon of the chomim. It's better to park on the side of the road somewhere in a private corner and daven behind your car. Get off about whatever it is. You're walking, but you find a corner. Instead of going into, you have to go into a hotel, and as we go in there, and who knows, it's hard to find a place to daven. Then you should daven, for instance, going to the airport, and let's say you're on the way, and you have to daven. It's better if you find a place on the side of the road to daven, but if you can't go into the airport and find some deserted area, the best you can to daven. Himini Vara, fine, study. Hey, you haven't. Right, that's the thing. They do say that there's going to be a Avodah Zarah there, correct? It's all, you're right. It's also nowadays, which is not a concern. I mean, I guess it depends where in Europe. There's Yashka's everywhere, Al Kopanim, but, right, it's either issue. I mean, the point is, right, going in there, and it says, find a pina, I'm sure either issue, either they're going to massacre you, or you're going to be, you won't be, you know, it's going to revolve you, so it's better not to be inside, we said not to go inside, but you're right, also there's a thing of a Avodah Zarah. Having Raga Zayt, so Zayt the Kivin, Kiilu Einam Ela Echad. You just put them together as much as you can, Kiilu, they're one, you have one leg. Hadas Malachi, Ksivan Raglayam, Regal Yishara. Klein Raglayam, Nirin Keregal Echad, so you want to be dubbed to Malachi. Yishomim, Yishomim, the Hispalel, Yerel Chafan Mashalish Psiyais, they're Kiilu Vagasha, Domashit Sarach Lassas. Kiilu, you're going back and you're approaching something that has to be done. They bring down the gimel hagasha, the grub brings down, the rachonim bring down, it's, whatever. So it says, vayigash Avram, vayigash Yehuda, vayigash Eliel three times. So it's negative those three hagasha, you're arriving to tefillah, to hagasha, to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to David. Sheikov roshu ma'at, when you daven, you have to bend the person's head down ma'anivus, show you ain of the matal la'aretz, you should be facing towards, you know, you don't have to go like that, but you have to be facing towards the, should facing a bit towards the ground. The Yachshav Ki'ilu Oymi Be'Beis HaMikdash, and he has to feel like Ki'ilu is davening in Beis HaMikdash. Ubelibo Yechavi L'malav HaShemayim, and he should be Mechav Kavana, that's Ki'ilu to go up to the Shemayim. Meniach Yadav Al Libo Kifusim, Pirish Kikshurim, that he should put his hands together over his heart. And Yemanis Al Smalis, he should probably put his right hand over his left. Because that's Yachim al Din. Omeke Ebed Shnei Rabbi. Ve'ema Ve'yira Ve'pachad. Ve'yaniach Yadav Al Chalotzav Ve'eshu Derech Yura. However, you shouldn't go ahead and I guess stand there, you know, Al Chalotzav, like hold your belt, or I don't know. Because even do put the hand in the guard, so I don't know if this is that's not what it means. But Al Chopanim, I don't know exactly what Al Chalotzav is a Derech Yura. I don't know what looks so Gaivadek or whatever. But that's why is a Yura. It looks a bit odd, like if he has to stand like this. Why is it so firm? Yura means you do something which is like a chumar, like something very good, but it's like, you know, Yura. Yeah, this is Yura means something, it's a firm, it's like a choshev firmkeit you're showing off. Stam gaiva, you're right, this is like a gaiva, I don't know. I'm not really sure, why it's Yura. I say gaiva, yeah, Yura, I don't know. Yura, it could just mean his here just means gaiva. I don't know. And also, you know, I've heard from, you know, from different rabbis, and a person also, when a person davens, that you have to say, but not, like, Kiel, you're talking to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not people like throw themselves. I mean, listen, if Rabbi Kiva would daven in Kavana, he would jump around the room. But some people who like you know, just go, you're whining, a person should daven benachas is better. You know, obviously, sometimes it's a tzara. But Kopanim. Tovel Chavim Ragav Gam Bishasha Omer Kedusha. You should see a person should put his legs together for Kedusha also. Right. Tadiyav Keshu Mespala Lo Yoichas Biyado Tefillin. A person shouldn't hold anything in his hand. Shouldn't hold Tefillin. Lo Sefer Mikisvei Hakodesh. You shouldn't be holding a Sefer in his hands. Lo Kara Melea. Shouldn't be like, you know, if he has a plate full of food. Lo Sakin Umos Vekikar. Any of these things, he's afraid. Shalibo Aleim. Shlo lipo. He can't focus because maybe these things will drop and he'll have a hefsid or he has a knife, he'll stab himself. Any of these things that he can't hold in his hand. Put it in his pocket, can't hold it in his hand. The yitrad is bazal kavanasai. Lulav is mana mutar lechos biyado. A lulav you can hold. Himishachiza biyado, he mitzvah, ena nitra bishvilo. He knows, okay, he filled his mitzvah. So he's not nitrad, even though yes, the lulav can fall and be possible, but it doesn't bother him, so much. However, you are allowed to hold a siddur, b'shal shi'ispalel, hold a b'toifis tzarech tfila atma lo tarah. Since it's a tzarech tfila, you're not going to be, it's not going to bother you so much. Dumya de lulav, it's like a lulav, d'mishon l'kichas a mitzvah lo tarah, since you're doing a mitzvah, you're not worried like you're fulfilling a mitzvah right then. Agal, b'kol makom, in lo haya b'yado kodim shehischil, l'yachsa achara b'tfila litloi. If it wasn't in his hand, the siddur, well, he didn't have a siddur right then. Oh, I have to daven from a siddur, from a kavana. Oh, he shouldn't go back and take a siddur. Elin Kain, Hayam Makum Yucha Shumuchan. It was like right there, it's right next to him, and it's, he just has to pick it up. Azbut Alitlo, Afilu Basocha Tfilak, Lezo Yispalo Misoichai. If it's right here, you can open it up. Or let's say it's Hanukkah and you say Alan Nisim. You don't know Alan Nisim Baal Peh. So obviously you could take a sitter and open it up to go ahead and to daven. What the Chayim do, the Magen Avraham brings down that what about if a sitter falls on the floor, which happens in the middle of tefillah. So he says if he can't mechav it because of it, then he should pick it up. Obviously it means, that doesn't mean a person falls on the floor. If someone else could pick it up, who's not Davening Shemoneh Esrei, then a person should just forget about it and leave it. If he's the only one around, fine. I don't know. It's a funny thing, because a person can mechavin and ignore it, it's mashma, he shouldn't be masik, even if a sitter falls on the floor. But obviously, most people, like, have a sitter on the floor, have a hard time, you know, hard time with it. Like I said, if you know there's other people around, and they see it, then you could go back to Davening. Lo yikha.
If you don't sit with Alan Nisim and it's in another room, you still go again.
Lachora, yeah, that we have to see a bit later. Lachora, you're probably right. If you don't know, but you know what, we have to see it. Let's go Rishon, yeah, but we have to see it when there's motor to monastic. I don't know. Maybe you should say part of it. I don't know, I'm not sure. We have to see. As my kids say, no grepsing, no whatever. A person shouldn't burp. Shouldn't yawn in the middle of tefillah. If you can't stop yawning, the problem is that it's like you see your mouth opening up, person, you know, cover his face with his hand, whatever you can do, you know, and to cover it so it's bechavod. A person shouldn't put his hand on his chin. B'shas tefila, derech gasus ruach. Right, a person sits there like you know, whatever. That's derech gaiva, and therefore a person shouldn't whatever. Shouldn't do that. I don't know. People are knowing to hold their beard over there. I've seen people hold their beard. I don't know if that means that or it means a different way. I'm not sure. Also, l'reik, he can't spit. It's something he has, you know, something gets phlegm up. He can't spit in the middle of davening, in the middle. Let's say he should swallow it, l'chachila. But if he can't, he can't swallow it. Mavliya b'ksusoy, or take a tissue. Be'inyan shelo yehei nira. You take a tissue and just, you know, quietly spit in it. V'imhu istinis, which any yachal lira is davar ma'os. He can't, it's really gross, and he won't be able to focus. Any yachal avliya b'ksusoy, and he can't spit into a tissue, zorko l'acharav, that if it gets in his hand or whatever, he could just, you know, throw it behind him, so it's b'chavod. Again, the best is, obviously, if a person can swallow it, that's the best. If he can't, then they take a tissue, you know, or if he, it's gross or whatever. Im yesh al zorko l'acharav, zorko l'smalo, v'lo yamina, you shouldn't throw the spit to the right side, because the right is more, the Shekhinah is on the right side, they say, and over here, Kilu. Chol Shekhinah Lefan of the Asa, you can go to the small, it's back. Halal Kaman Bereish Semikuf Kof Gimel, Shehoifich Panav Letzad Smal Tchila. I did say that when you back up, when you go back, you turn to the left first, you're Yamin Shalakosh Baruch Hu. They say, because that's the Yamin of Hashem, because he's on the opposite side. Yishlomar, however, here he's saying, you throw it to the small. Yishlomar, the time, given Shemayon Le Yarda Hashkina Lamata Meyasara, since really the life of Hashkina never, it says, never went down Lamata Meyasara Tvachim, whatever that means, and Kain Eina Hashkina Kenegala Mispalo. It's not, Hashkina's not right in front of him. Then, okay, you should give cover to the Yamin. When you're backing up, then it's considered he's like a negative Shechina. It's one thing when you're davening straight to Kosh Baruch Hu, the Kosh was not right in front of you. So it's not Kiyili going to the small, but when you're walking away, so then Kiyili is like further away, so then you're giving kavod to Hashem. You know, if you stand, Kiyili, I understand it like this, if you're standing right in front, Kiyili is not right here, it's more up in the Shemayim, but when you're back in front, so it's key, you're backing away from the melech, so then you have to go ahead and misyachas to that. So if he has a mosquito or whatever stings him, or
Laos.
Yeah, it's a laos. I say it's more common. We don't have body lice nowadays, So it's more common to have mosquitoes. So you can go ahead and you can take it out of your clothes so you shouldn't have more kavana. You can try to like shake it off, but don't take it off with your hand. Or you know, you can go ahead and move your arm. You have a mosquito on your arm, you can move it. You're allowed to go ahead and take off a kina or a ticker, I don't know, whatever, and throw it down on the shul, because that's not considered that you're allowed to do. It's not covered. And then just Rav Gavran points out, however, if you touch a kina, you have to wash your hands, so then in the middle of the tefillah, you can just rub it on the table or off or whatever. Let's say your talus falls off. Zero. You're allowed to catch it and put it back up. Can you pick it up? Not sure. Because... Right, you can't be misatif. Right, you can't misatif with it. You can hold it, but you can put it down. I know you're not supposed to hold it, so that's a little bit unclear. If it's on the floor, mamish, can you pick it up? You're by a sitter. If your towel's on the floor, you can't focus. Yes, pick it up. You know, but it's the same, even the same din. But if obviously someone else is there to pick it up, you're able to mechaven, then could be you can't pick it up. Right? If it's even in your hand, you can't be misatif.
Is the kavana,
right? I'm talking about hefsek kavana. I was just you mivatal kavana, which is also a problem. Another say masui al kseifa. A person, let's say he's traveling, has a backpack on his back. He gives man tefila pachos me arba kabin. If it's less than the weight of arba kabin, mafshil lachor v'yispal. He can keep the backpack on his back and daven arba kabin. But if it's four kabin, it's really heavy. Menicha gabe karkam v'yispal. And he can't keep it on his back. Then he has to go ahead and put it down and misbah. Okay, so we'll stop here by Tzadik Hess.